Wow, there's a lot of you today. What great, great attendance we have. It's good to see all your smiling faces. Oh, some were not smiling. Can everyone smile today? How many had breakfast? That's something to smile about. How many got a hug today? That's something to smile about. How many are happy to be here? I love coming to church. You know why? Why? This is the place of Jesus. Do you like coming to church, Michael? Yeah? I think. How about you, Taya? Is that your name? I knew it. Why do you like coming here? Oh, great. She gets to go to Sabbath school and Adventurers. Okay, I have a special story today. So, how many of you know what this is?
It's a stick.
No, it's not a stick. It's a piece of grass. Do you think it's important?
Yes.
Why?
Because
God made it. Okay. How many of you like the color green? You might like it because it's green. Do you think it could save someone's life or something's life? No, I'm going to tell you a story. This is exciting. It did. Listen. This story is called The Ant and the Dove. A dove saw an ant fall into a brook. The ant struggled in vain to reach the bank, and in pity, the dove dropped a blade of grass close beside the ant. Clinging to the grass like a shipwrecked sailor on a broken spar, the ant floated safely to shore. Soon after, the ant saw a man getting ready to kill the dove with a stone. But just as he cast the stone, the ant stung the man in the heel, so that the pain made him miss his aim, and the startled dove flew to safety in a distant wood. Did you hear how this piece of grass, it didn't just save two things, it saved two. It saved the ant and the dove. So what kind of things so this blade of grass is very helpful, right? You kind of go, it grows in the yard. It's not a big deal. It's just green, and sometimes we have to cut it, and depending on if it's daddy doing it and he's upset because he has to work in the yard, or the gardener, right? The grass kind of gets cut, and it grows, and it cuts, and it grows. But it saved the ant's life, and then the ant saved the dove's life. So what special person saved all of us? Jesus. What did Jesus do for all of us? He sacrificed for us. And did he sacrifice because we're great people and we do things great all the time? No, he sacrificed for us because sometimes we sin, right? He took all of our sins away. And why did he take all of our sins away? Why? That's right. Where does he want us to go?
Heaven.
He wants us to be with him in heaven. So every day there's little things that you guys can do too. Sometimes it's, mommy might ask you to go do a chore. Clean your room. Pick up your dirty clothes. Can you put them in the hamper? Oh, mom. But that might be the one thing where she's just really having a bad day, and you picking up your dirty clothes would really help her out. So just like Jesus did a big thing for us, there's lots of little things that we can do to help each other, right? Yeah, that's great. Teamwork makes it go faster. That's awesome. And so, even faster. That's right. Yep. Sometimes if everybody in my house cleans their room by themselves, then it saves me a week of work. We do it all in one day, sometimes a few hours. So think about the ways that you guys can help each other And the great things that Jesus has done for us. And remember to keep Jesus with you at all times, because even in the hard times, he's there. And we can talk to him, and he's our friend. And as long as we keep Jesus our friend, then we love coming back to hear the stories of Jesus every week at Sabbath school and here in church. Right? Okay, so we're all going to stand, and we're going to say a quick prayer. And then we can collect our offering. Okay? Okay, come on, Michael, let's pop up. Ready? Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the grass in the ground, for the ants that crawl over the grass, for the birds in the air, for each child here and each family that they represent. We know that you have many, many, many plans for all of us. Sometimes we don't listen with our heart and we use our head, and that gets us in trouble. But we know that if we listen to Jesus and we keep him close to us, he will always guide us where we need to be. Bless this offering that's being collected for Christian education and all of those that are the recipients of it. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.